Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de Andalucía. Comprensión oral. Inglés. Nivel intermedio B1. Tarea 1. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Do you wake up feeling you don't have enough energy most mornings? If this sounds familiar, it's time to develop an energy management plan. So, follow these tips to increase your energy and live a happier, healthier, more productive life.
Extract 0.
A well-balanced diet is essential to feel well. Consume a variety of foods from all the food groups to get a range of nutrients to provide energy throughout the day. Choose fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables, it's up to you. You can choose from many types of fish and legumes for healthy protein options. And remember to eat 100 grams of whole grain cereals daily.
Extract 1.
If resting is a priority for you, congratulations. This is one of the best things you can do to have an energized day. People with good sleep quality experience better health, better mood, lower risk of diseases, and are more productive than those who don't sleep enough. Observe your sleep patterns and try strategies to improve, like creating a relaxing environment, minimizing light and noise, establishing a bedtime routine, managing stress, and turning off electronic devices.
Extract 2.
Maximize the amount of time that you spend with people you enjoy being around. Connecting with others who radiate positivity and have similar interests will energize you. On the other hand, people who have negative opinions will only take energy from you. Be selective about the people around you. Remember that it's important to set limits to protect yourself from negativity.
Extract 3.
Watching or reading the news is an important way to stay connected to what's happening in the world. It can be educational and entertaining. Unfortunately, it is too frequently full of sad stories. These stories can cause you to focus on your worst fears instead of recognizing the good that surrounds you. You can't ignore all these stories, but try to minimize the quantity of this kind of information when you can.
Extract 4.
The Department of Health and Human Services recommends that adults complete at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity each week. This will give you more energy and not the opposite. Exercise eliminates stress and tension, makes your muscles stronger and helps your body work more efficiently during other physical activities.
Extract 5.
What do you feel passionate about? Do something you enjoy every day, even if it's a simple act like cooking a healthy meal or listening to your favourite song. Putting effort into things that matter most to you will help you use and reserve your energy.
Extract 6.
Maintaining a compassionate attitude is another way to keep energy. For example, try to make eye contact with a stranger and smile, while thinking, "I wish you well." This positive act can keep you from judging that person. Judging others can cause us to judge ourselves, and that type of negative internal dialogue can be exhausting.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Do you wake up feeling you don't have enough energy most mornings? If this sounds familiar, it's time to develop an energy management plan. So, follow these tips to increase your energy and live a happier, healthier, more productive life.
Extract 0.
A well-balanced diet is essential to feel well. Consume a variety of foods from all the food groups to get a range of nutrients to provide energy throughout the day. Choose fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables, it's up to you. You can choose from many types of fish and legumes for healthy protein options. And remember to eat 100 grams of whole grain cereals daily.
Extract 1.
If resting is a priority for you, congratulations. This is one of the best things you can do to have an energized day. People with good sleep quality experience better health, better mood, lower risk of diseases, and are more productive than those who don't sleep enough. Observe your sleep patterns and try strategies to improve, like creating a relaxing environment, minimizing light and noise, establishing a bedtime routine, managing stress, and turning off electronic devices.
Extract 2.
Maximize the amount of time that you spend with people you enjoy being around. Connecting with others who radiate positivity and have similar interests will energize you. On the other hand, people who have negative opinions will only take energy from you. Be selective about the people around you. Remember that it's important to set limits to protect yourself from negativity.
Extract 3.
Watching or reading the news is an important way to stay connected to what's happening in the world. It can be educational and entertaining. Unfortunately, it is too frequently full of sad stories. These stories can cause you to focus on your worst fears instead of recognizing the good that surrounds you. You can't ignore all these stories, but try to minimize the quantity of this kind of information when you can.
Extract 4.
The Department of Health and Human Services recommends that adults complete at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity each week. This will give you more energy and not the opposite. Exercise eliminates stress and tension, makes your muscles stronger and helps your body work more efficiently during other physical activities.
Extract 5.
What do you feel passionate about? Do something you enjoy every day, even if it's a simple act like cooking a healthy meal or listening to your favorite song. Putting effort into things that matter most to you will help you use and reserve your energy.
Extract 6.
Maintaining a compassionate attitude is another way to keep energy. For example, try to make eye contact with a stranger and smile while thinking, "I wish you well." This positive act can keep you from judging that person. Judging others can cause us to judge ourselves, and that type of negative internal dialogue can be exhausting.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 1. Tarea 2. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 0.
Georgia O'Keeffe was born in a farmhouse near Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, on November 15, 1887. She spent her youth growing up on the farm with her 6 brothers and sisters. Later, when Georgia was a teenager, her family moved to Williamsburg, Virginia.
Extract 1.
Georgia O'Keeffe died at the age of 98 on March 6, 1986, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Today, she is considered one of the most influential and famous female artists in American history. She is sometimes called the mother of American modernism.
Extract 2.
Some of George's most famous paintings were large-scale impressions of flowers and plants. Her paintings of flowers were very colorful and often showed details of the flower, while also giving the impression of feminism. The most striking feature of these paintings was the size of the flower and the vivid colors.
Extract 3.
Although Georgia had a passion for art, it wasn't easy for a woman to become an artist in the early 1900s. She was often looked down upon and not taken seriously. This didn't stop Georgia, however. After high school, she attended the Art Institute of Chicago and then the Art Students League in New York.
Extract 4.
Georgia sent the sketches to a friend who, without Georgia's approval, gave them to a photographer and art gallery owner named Alfred Stieglitz. Stieglitz loved the drawings and began to display them in his gallery. When Georgia found out, she was not happy and confronted Stieglitz. After some discussion, she agreed to let him continue to display her drawings. Before long, Georgia and Stieglitz were in love. She went to live with him in New York, and the two were eventually married. Over the next several years, Georgia continued to develop her style. She was influenced by both the city of New York and the landscape of New Mexico, her second home. She became a famous and popular artist, selling hundreds of works, many of which are now displayed in museums throughout the world.
Extract 5.
Georgia's mother encouraged her artistic abilities at an early age. She took private art lessons from a local artist and found out that she liked painting with watercolors. Even at the early age of 12, she knew she wanted to become an artist.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 0.
Georgia O'Keeffe was born in a farmhouse near Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, on November 15, 1887. She spent her youth growing up on the farm with her six brothers and sisters. Later, when Georgia was a teenager, her family moved to Williamsburg, Virginia.
Extract 1.
Georgia O'Keeffe died at the age of 98 on March 6, 1986, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Today, she is considered one of the most influential and famous female artists in American history. She is sometimes called the mother of American modernism.
Extract 2.
Some of Georgia's most famous paintings were large-scale impressions of flowers and plants. Her paintings of flowers were very colorful and often showed details of the flower, while also giving the impression of feminism. The most striking feature of these paintings was the size of the flower and the vivid colors.
Extract 3.
Although Georgia had a passion for art, it wasn't easy for a woman to become an artist in the early 1900s. She was often looked down upon and not taken seriously. This didn't stop Georgia, however. After high school, she attended the Art Institute of Chicago and then the Art Students League in New York.
Extract 4.
Georgia sent the sketches to a friend who, without Georgia's approval, gave them to a photographer and art gallery owner named Alfred Stieglitz. Stieglitz loved the drawings and began to display them in his gallery. When Georgia found out, she was not happy and confronted Stieglitz. After some discussion, she agreed to let him continue to display her drawings. Before long, Georgia and Stieglitz were in love. She went to live with him in New York, and the two were eventually married. Over the next several years, Georgia continued to develop her style. She was influenced by both the city of New York and the landscape of New Mexico, her second home. She became a famous and popular artist, selling hundreds of works, many of which are now displayed in museums throughout the world.
Extract 5.
Georgia's mother encouraged her artistic abilities at an early age. She took private art lessons from a local artist and found out that she liked painting with watercolors. Even at the early age of 12, she knew she wanted to become an artist.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 2. Tarea 3. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
In this video, we're going to learn about the world's largest animal. Presenting the elephant. As you already know, the elephant is the largest terrestrial animal in the world, second only to the enormous blue whale. There are two types of elephants, the African elephant and the Asian elephant. It is very easy to tell them apart by looking at their ears. The African elephant has larger ears and their shape is like the silhouette of the African continent. Elephants are herbivore mammals, only feeding on grass. And a lot of it too. They need to eat around 150 kilos daily. It's not surprising that they can weigh up to 7,000 kilos. An intriguing fact is that elephants can't jump. They are one of the few four-legged animals which can't do it. On the other hand, they do love water and are excellent swimmers. They have a great sense of smell and hearing, though their eyesight is not very good. As you can see in the images, they have large ears and a long trunk, which they use for many different things, like eating, collecting objects, or for drinking and for communicating. A female elephant's pregnancy is around 22 months long. That's almost 2 years. Amazing. When the babies are born, they weigh 100 kilos, and they are, from that moment on, looked after and cared for by all the members of the herd. Oh, I almost forgot. Elephants are very social animals and live in herds made of various family members and guided normally by an elderly female. They are also very caring, always helping each other. Elephants can live up to 70 years old, that is, if the human beings leave them alone. Unfortunately, they have been rapidly disappearing from our Earth's surface. Poachers hunt many elephants illegally to hack off their ivory tusks. On top of that, their habitat is diminishing due to deforestation, leaving them in great danger of being extinct. They're about to disappear. To make sure this does not happen, we ask you to look after and respect our nature and all living things on the planet.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
In this video, we're going to learn about the world's largest animal. Presenting the elephant. As you already know, the elephant is the largest terrestrial animal in the world, second only to the enormous blue whale. There are two types of elephants, the African elephant and the Asian elephant. It is very easy to tell them apart by looking at their ears. The African elephant has larger ears and their shape is like the silhouette of the African continent. Elephants are herbivore mammals, only feeding on grass, and a lot of it too. They need to eat around 150 kilos daily. It's not surprising that they can weigh up to 7,000 kilos. An intriguing fact is that elephants can't jump. They are one of the few four-legged animals which can't do it. On the other hand, they do love water and are excellent swimmers. They have a great sense of smell and hearing, though their eyesight is not very good. As you can see in the images, they have large ears and a long trunk, which they use for many different things, like eating, collecting objects, or for drinking and for communicating. A female elephant's pregnancy is around 22 months long. That's almost 2 years. Amazing. When the babies are born, they weigh 100 kilos, and they are, from that moment on, looked after and cared for by all the members of the herd. Oh, I almost forgot. Elephants are very social animals and live in herds made of various family members and guided normally by an elderly female. They are also very caring, always helping each other. Elephants can live up to 70 years old, that is, if the human beings leave them alone. Unfortunately, they have been rapidly disappearing from our Earth's surface. Poachers hunt many elephants illegally to hack off their ivory tusks. On top of that, their habitat is diminishing due to deforestation, leaving them in great danger of being extinct. They're about to disappear. To make sure this does not happen, we ask you to look after and respect our nature and all living things on the planet.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 3. Aquí acaba la prueba de comprensión oral. Por favor, siga las instrucciones del profesorado en su aula.